You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company. In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells the heads of several large companies he expects more states to reopen soon. He also said he blames other leaders for the virus pandemic.
This plague should never have happened. It could have been stopped, but people chose not to stop it.
A federal study of more than 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 was treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir. It found it shortened recovery time an average of 4 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the drug is a treatment.
This has nothing to do with vaccines. This is treatment for people who are already infected. Vaccines is to prevent infection in those who are at risk.
Results of the study do not conclusively show that the drug reduces death. No drugs are currently approved for treating the coronavirus, which has killed about 226,000 people around the world. This is USA Radio News. The governor of Florida is giving more detail on how he plans to restart the economy using some social distancing guidelines. A phase one opening in most of Florida will begin on May 4th, according to Governor Ron DeSantis.
Now, these steps will be deliberate. It will not be like turning off a switch, but each step will bring us closer to that light at the end of the tunnel.
Restaurants and retail stores can open with reduced capacity. Bars and gymnasiums will stay closed as will movie theaters and schools. No visitors to nursing homes, but elective surgeries can resume. The state's most populous areas, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach, will still be under more restrictions, as the coronavirus numbers there are still high. Stocks showed moderate change on Wall Street. The Dow was up 532 points, and the NASDAQ Composite up 307. You're listening to USA Radio News. After 2 years, the National Transportation Safety Board has released its report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elon Musk told a group of scientists that SpaceX plans to launch a Starlink satellite in May with a sunshade to make it less visible from Earth and mitigate interruptions to astronomical observations. SpaceX was facing protests from astronomers and other stargazers who have seen its satellites shining brightly in the sky. Astronomy groups posted images showing how the satellites actually marred photos and interrupted observation of space objects. A launch in January carried one spacecraft, which was so-called DarkSat. It had an experimental coating to make it less reflective and less visible to stargazers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
All right, welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails, and we are live right here on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. We do this thing every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, and we are the closing act to a very long day of radio for yours truly. Lately, we've been kicking things off with the morning spew at 7 in the morning Eastern, running until 9 a.m. Eastern. Then for tonight, I was back for Toxic Masculinity at 8 Eastern. Then I took an hour off and was back for Amish and Robinson, formerly known as Robinson and Wright, and once again be known by that name soon. At 10, now we're finishing off the night with Off the Rails. So we're going to get the ranty stuff, which I'm pretty sure is probably going to be ranty stuff, out of the way first, because then I can kind of use the fun stuff on the second half of the program to kind of wind down. So hopefully I'm not up till 3 in the morning while I'm completely up, because I'm going to be pissed off. But so for those of you in the chat, you may have already noticed the title of the show. We teased this earlier. We are going to do the usual. So at some point tonight, we will do the Buffoon of the Week from our good friend Gene Berardelli. But we are going to have to talk about this first, because this is really starting to piss me off. So I'm just gonna open with it, because I don't know what else to do. This is Joe Biden just a few short years ago giving a speech when he was given an award.
I actually tried to tell the story.
That's not who I thought it was. Give me a second. That's the other clip. I think I found the other one, though. Yep, there we go. All right, here we go. This is what I was looking for.
No means no. Period. No matter when it's said. No matter how it's said. No means no. Period. No matter when it's said. No matter how it's said.
This is from an award speech from several years ago where Joe Biden was basically talking to college kids and talking about, you know, no means no, and if she says no, it doesn't matter when it's said, how it's said, whether she's drunk, whatever the case may be. If she says no, then no means no. So the whole thing that makes me sick about all this was about 5 years ago. But we now know, and you can't tell me that there's not mounting evidence of this, because of everything that the media has been doing behind the scenes to make it go away, that one of Joe Biden's staffers has actually basically made allegations that he touched her inappropriately, and I do not mean sniffing her hair. I'm sure that may have been part of it. We're actually going to play some audio here in a minute, and I have to warn you, I know we play a disclaimer, but some of this audio is a bit graphic. It's bad. It's just gross, dude. I don't get it. I don't understand, because here's the thing, folks, and we talked about this a little bit this morning. So there was this whole movement, right, when the recording came out from Donald Trump talking on a bus or wherever the hell he was recorded in a limousine or whatever, talking about how, you know, as a rich guy, I can reach out and I can grab him by the pussy and they'll let me do it. You know, being the braggart that he is, and you can't tell me that he's not. Dude can't even admit when he makes a mistake. Said something weird and completely rambly the other day about how we can inject things in ourselves to kill viruses, and, you know, media had a field day with it. Somehow they heard Clorox and all kinds of other things, and then all of a sudden the CDC reporting rise in people drinking bleach since last presidential coronavirus update, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. That's not even what he said. But that's beside the point, because he can't come back and say, look, I was thinking out loud, I was talking to somebody else, I was on camera, and I was just basically trying to work through different things that we might be able to do. But for those of you, just for the second, just to put this to bed, for those of you who do not think that we inject poisons into people that for medicinal reasons, you've obviously never known anybody that's fought cancer. Just pointing that out. But the reason I bring this up is because Donald Trump says something off color when he doesn't realize he's being recorded. Basically, you know, everybody characterized it as locker room talk. You can act all, you know, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. This guy's trying to be president of the United States and he talks this way. Are you kidding me? Just before we go into that, I'm just going to say, look, if that's your big thing is, oh my God, he said he was going to grab him by the vagina? Did he, Dolores, did I hear that right? Did he really just say that he grabs women by the vagina and they're going to let him do that? Did I really just hear that right? Is that who we want in the White House, Dolores? Is that really who we need to be president of the United States? Somebody who's grabbing women by their vaginas? And that was the big thing, right? Because he admits that he does it. But he also never said it wasn't consensual. He said they will let him do it. This man, who is a vice president, who is vice president of the United States, who we already know has strong-armed a country to silence an investigation into his child. Years before this, has apparently been doing very bad things to very young women, a la Bill Cosby, without the drugs. All right, so we're going to play the audio. And again, as a reminder, this is not very pretty.
I actually tried to tell the story to some extent in 1993. In the sense that I wanted to talk about it, but I was too afraid. My mother had encouraged me to file a police report, and I did not, and I should have. So I filed a sexual harassment claim, or just I filled out a paper and then did not hear back.
Can you give us the circumstances, how you ended up, what was the day, how you ended up alone with Joe Biden? Explain what happened that day.
I was approached by my supervisor. She handed me a gym bag and said, hurry, Joe wants this, so get it to him. He's meet you down towards the Capitol. And I went down the stairs, and I don't remember exactly where I was because there's connections between the Russell Building and all of that and the corridors. But we were in a semi-private location. It wasn't a room. It wasn't the Russell office building. It was, his office. It was down in the corridors. And I handed him the gym bag, and then it was one, as I described, fluid moment. He was talking to me, and he said some things that I don't recall, and I was up against the wall, and I remember the coldness of the wall, and I remember his hands underneath my blouse and underneath my skirt, and his fingers penetrating me as he was trying to kiss me, and I was pulling away. And he pulled back, and he said, come on, man, I heard you liked me. But he was angry. It was like a tight voice. And he tended to smile when he was angry. And he isn't like the Uncle Joe like everybody talks about now. He was younger. He was my dad's age at that time, and very strong. And he looked insulted and angry, and I remember feeling like I had done something wrong when he said that statement. And then I was standing there when he said, he was still near me. He said, pointed his finger and said, you're nothing to me. You're nothing. And he walked away.
All right. So there you have it, straight from the accuser. Again, not trying to tout anything, but having had training in certain things like being able to analyze voice stress, things like that, and having listened to this audio multiple times today, I have to say I believe what she's saying. I'm not saying that it 110% for sure happened. I'm saying she believes what she's saying. But what I am saying is the same, and I couldn't find this audio anywhere today, but I thought the No Means No clip was just as good. The same guy who just a few short months ago said that we should believe all women is now basically discounting this woman. And this is the guy that the Democrats want to be president of the United States. Not someone who talks about grabbing women by the vagina, but somebody who actually did. You heard her say it right there in her own words, what he did to her without her permission. She pulled away. He got pissed off. I cannot tell you with 100% certainty that what she is saying is true, but I tell you from the tone of her voice that she believes what she said. I am 1,000% certain of that. And I am 1,000% certain that as somebody that watched all the Kavanaugh BS and everything else, if Joe Biden's point of origin for any Me Too story is we must believe all women, then we must believe Tara Reid. And we must look into this. We have to. We don't have a choice. I'm going to say the same thing that I said during the Kavanaugh witch hunt. And whether you like it or not, that's what it was. And if you think the Biden situation that we're listening to unfold right now is a witch hunt, that's fine. That's your opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. But we still need to follow the trail. Because we need to know the truth. Now, what leads me to believe that people that are in power and people that have influence know the truth is things that have started happening in places like CNN, otherwise known as China's News Network. They have gone through and deleted an archived Larry King episode where Miss Reed's mother called in to the Larry King show and was talking about her daughter without mentioning names and talking about how her daughter had recently filed the very same writ that she was just talking about in this audio against the senator that she was working for, but didn't mention any names. CNN has removed that video. CNN has not only did they remove it, they went through the trouble of re-airing it, all of the old footage, so that you couldn't see that there was a gap. Why do that if there's nothing there? And why is it that because Joe Biden has a particular letter behind his name, he is getting a free pass from the very same people that wanted Kavanaugh's head on a spike? Looking at you, Milano. Just saying. And several others. Because this is crap. This hurts. Like, legit, this makes me hurt because I didn't say that I didn't believe Kavanaugh's accusers. I said I didn't, that by the time the story started coming out, that there wasn't enough of any proof there. I don't know if there's going to be enough proof to prove that Joe Biden did the things that Ms. Reed is saying that he did. I don't know that. But I know that nobody's looking into it, and that upsets me. Because if we are going to come from a position of we must believe all women, as Joe Biden once said and is on video and audio saying as much, and no means no, and he's on video and audio saying as much, why did he get so pissed off when she pulled away? If no means no, why did he get so mad? If no means no, you mean nothing to me? That doesn't sound like somebody who understands that no means no. Just pointing that out. Now going back to the Me Too thing. If he really believes that all women need to at least be considered and have a voice and be heard, why is he not allowing this one to be heard? Why is there no investigation into this? Why is he not cooperating? I mean, if this were me and I didn't do anything, the first thing I would be doing is be like, look, what do you need from me to prove that this didn't happen? I will cooperate in any way that I can. What do you need from me? Pretty simple concept. And I get it. Joe Biden doesn't have to prove that he's guilty or innocent. That's not his job. He is presumed innocent until proven guilty. But the problem is, this story is holding up a lot more than anything they threw at Kavanaugh. And CNN's behavior proves that this story is holding up much better than anything that they could have possibly thrown at Kavanaugh. I mean, it's scary that this is where we are, though. That, I mean, it's everywhere now. It's not just this. I think that's the thing that has me the most pissed off. Look at the way the media treated Barack Obama versus the way the media treats Donald Trump. Under Barack Obama, we had a city on fire at least once a year for, 4 or 5 years? There were riots, stores looted, buildings burned, over and over and over again. Nobody says Barack Obama should face charges. Nobody says anything about Barack Obama being a lousy president, even though, you know, apparently everything stops with the president. Donald Trump reacts to a virus that is impacting the entire world, and the entire world was caught flat-footed because China was lying and feeding false information to the WHO, and now there's all kinds of stories coming out today. Coronavirus kills more Americans than Vietnam War, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. Fuck you. Can I just say that? Can we just be adults? Fuck you. This administration has done things in time frames that I never thought would be possible, and there are plenty of things that I'm still not happy about with this whole coronavirus response. But to say that Donald Trump should be held responsible for the deaths in this country when he has done everything humanly possible to do everything that he could to make sure that we were ready for this, and even to the point where he's had to put up with governors like Cuomo whining on national TV every day, "Oh my God, Donald Trump, tell me what to do so I can save my state." You're the governor of New York. You don't know enough about what you need to do to save your own people. Get the fuck off the TV, dude. Just give somebody the airtime. Quit whining like a little bitch. Do your damn job or shut the fuck up. So we've got that going on. We've got the double standard with the Me Too. We've got double standards everywhere in the media. Everywhere in the media. Joe Biden can't even put a sentence together. Not one sentence together without editing help and a teleprompter. And Donald Trump says one stream of consciousness thing, talking to one of the advisors, trying to talk through different things that they might be able to do to find a way to combat this virus. Oh my God, Donald Trump told somebody to drink Lysol on national TV. And that's not what he said. Never once did I hear the word Lysol. Do I wish sometimes he would think before he spoke? Yes. But I say that about every politician. And whether we like it or not, I know when he started this gig, he wasn't a politician. He's almost 4 years in. He's a politician now, even if he doesn't want you to think that he is. He's a politician now. All right, I think I've ranted enough. We are getting pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Going to go ahead and take the break, get things reset, and come back with some fun stuff, and then close out the night, because I can't yell too much more. My voice is almost gone. But that being said, it is just about that time, so we're going to go ahead and take the break a couple minutes early.
Guess what?
See you guys on the other side.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
China is asshole!
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. you'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
Folks, welcome back to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. You are listening to KLRN Radio, America's Podcast Network, and it is Wednesday night. Thank God the week is almost over. Can I say that again? Alright, so I know for a lot of you, you're not working right now. You're stuck at home. Days of the week don't matter anymore. I even saw it. It happened on my local newscast today. The guy, the anchor, forgot what day of the week it was, which I thought was kind of funny. And then what made me laugh even harder, he says, "Don't look at me that way. It's ground. Every day is Groundhog Day." And then I died. Because, yeah, that's kind of how everybody's feeling. I was joking with one of the other hosts who was who normally does a show with us on Monday nights, he's like, I'm so sorry I didn't reach out to you beforehand. I had a really bad weekend, and then I forgot it was Monday. I'm like, I wish I could forget it was Monday. Every day feels like Monday for me. I'm an essential employee telecommuting, getting yelled at by angry people 8 hours a day. Because everybody's mad, and because they're all mad, they want to yell and vent, and I'm there. So, but I also do this for anywhere between 2 to 5 hours a day, so at least I have an outlet. Speaking of outlets, let's move on, because I think I vented enough tonight about me too. We're going to move on to the funner part of the show. We're going to try to do some fun stuff in the middle and maybe a couple quick news stories on the way out. But this is the newest segment to America Off the Rails, and you can actually find this on YouTube. This is from our good friend Gene Berardelli, and I've talked about him before. Had an award-winning podcast until he started having health issues. Kind of got out of the game for a while and missed it, so he found a creative way to do something that was one of the more popular segments of his old show. He renamed it, relaunched it, and now it's a YouTube sensation. I say that because he's already getting tons of views, and he's only been doing this for about a month. It took me forever to get to triple digits when I first started. Like, forever. Ever. I've been doing this for like 11 years. But anyway. Here we go. This is... It should, if it's... I haven't actually had a chance to watch this one, but if it's anything like last week's, it'll tell you who won last week's poll and then start with a new one. So I guess we'll find out together. Here we go.
Welcome to Buffoon of the Week, where we scour last week's news and current events to find people who said or did something so unbelievably stupid that we just have to let you know about it. So we nominate the biggest offenders and let you vote in our poll for your favorite by clicking on the I in the top right corner of the video or by leaving a comment in support of your favorite fool. Last week, you voted, you commented, and you picked New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy as Buffoon of the Week. Which goes to show you, saying that the Bill of Rights is above your pay grade is not something people want to hear. Before we get to having too much fun with this week's nominees, I wanted to give all of you a very quick thank you for helping us reach 100 subscribers in less than 1 month. Incredible! Keep those likes and subscriptions coming. In fact, this week, let's see if we can break that 40 like mark again. As to the nominees, there were so many to choose from that we decided that we need to give some honorable mentions. First, a tip of the old puffle cap to past Buffoon of the Week, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Last week, he created a coronavirus snitch line for people to report on neighbors leaving their homes. You can imagine that did not go over well with New Yorkers, as responses from outraged citizens came in, ranging from obscene photos to Hitler memes. It got so bad that New York City had to shut down the line. He was also shocked to find out that prisoners released from Rikers Island because of the coronavirus were reoffending. Classic de Blasio. We also have to recognize a plethora of wannabe buffoons, like Republican strategist and CNN useful idiot Anna Navarro, who said on TV that illegal immigrant labor on farms limits the spread of the coronavirus. I'd love to see the science behind that. Shout out also to America's favorite economist and science fair winner, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for encouraging people not to return to work once the pandemic subsides and for celebrating the oil market crash. Because lasting unemployment and further economic downturn is exactly what we need in these times. Kudos also go out to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for showing off her stocked freezer of goodies on late night TV while everyday Americans struggle to feed themselves. Yeah, all that happened in the space of a week. And let this sink in. These are the ones who didn't make the cut. But you know who did make the cut? CNN fraudster Chris Cuomo and mad-capped mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. Let's show you why. CNN's Chris Cuomo is this week's first nominee for so many reasons, but primarily because, in what can only be described as ballsy, Cuomo used his CNN show to present his so-called emergence from his self-quarantine in the basement of his home after being cleared by the CDC of having the coronavirus. Cue the triumphant music.
Here is the official re-entry from the basement. Cleared by CDC, a little sweaty, just work out, happens.
This is what I've been dreaming of, literally for weeks. My wife, she was cleared by the CDC. She doesn't have fever, she doesn't have the symptoms anymore. More than 7 days from her quarantine. We're still a little scared, so I'll just give you one of these. 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 Bella has, of course, taken the video.
Did you check out the underwhelming reaction from his kids? Hey, guys, Daddy's home. Yay. In their defense, maybe they'd be a little more excited if this happy homecoming wasn't staged. Come on, guys. Cuomo's emergence, air quotes, is the biggest lie since another guy called Fredo let slip that he'd been to Havana with Johnny Ola before.
We never met. Johnny Ola.
Pleasure.
You see, 8 days prior, it had been reported that Cuomo was spotted in the Hamptons with his wife and children by a bicyclist who noticed that Cuomo wasn't exactly keeping social distancing from his family. Cuomo responded so angrily to this bicyclist that he ended up filing a police report for harassment. Cuomo even complained about the incident on his own radio show.
I don't want some jackass loser fat tire biker to be able to pull over and get in my face and in my space and talk to me. I don't want to hear it.
I knew it was you, Chris. You broke my heart. You broke my heart. And we haven't even mentioned that Cuomo's wife also caught the coronavirus, surprise, surprise, and admitted to taking bleach-enriched baths that made America collectively say, oh dear God, TMI, Christina, TMI. For further reaction, we turn to another YouTube creator with a brand new channel whose pronouns we haven't quite figured out yet. It's the non-binary, female, asexual, homosexual robot created to teach humans tolerance and love by constantly reminding us what racist, fascist, homophobic scum we truly are. Oof, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. So please give a warm welcome to social justice warrior, Karen.
Hi, this is Karen with my commentary on the nominee for the Buffoon of the Week, Chris Cuomo. Chris said that emerging from the basement had been what he was dreaming of literally for weeks. Yes, Chris, I got you. Nobody can understand the suffering of being isolated in a multi-million dollar basement for weeks while also having to confront a bicyclist in another town. This is not the end of this. You'll deal with this later. We will meet again, yelled Chris at the bicyclist after being asked about breaking quarantine. Now when we know that Chris possesses the ability to be at multiple places at once regardless of his physical location, the bicyclist should prepare for Chris Cuomo emerging from his own basement. On the other hand, it is unsure whether we will see Chris Cuomo ever again because as you can see in the video, his wife and kids weren't very excited about seeing him, but who knows how many takes of this totally spontaneous reunion they had to endure. His family may have already got used to not seeing him and realized what an ass he is. Chris even said that his wife is stronger than him, so chances are that she will lock him in the basement permanently.
Thanks, Karen. Wow. When you trigger a social justice warrior robot, there must be some crazy buffoonery going on. Like what you've seen so far? Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Leave us a comment as well because we read every single one of them. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. This week's second nominee is Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman for her, well, let's call it unconventional line of thought about opening up her city. Last week, Goodman sat down with CNN's Anderson Cooper, and really, no words I can offer can do what she said justice. Luckily, we have plenty of clips.
So you don't believe there should be any social distancing? You don't believe that this is a...
Of course I believe there should be. Of course. I'm a rational...
How do you do that in a casino?
That's up to them to figure out. I don't own a casino. I don't know anything
about
building a casino.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're the mayor of Las Vegas. And
yes.
You want casinos to be open, even though you have no authority, thankfully, over casinos. But
yes.
You say open them up, but you have no responsibility about how that would be done safely?
No, you're blurring. No.
On testing and contact tracing? Because in order to open businesses, every scientist says that is essential.
I don't have that. Well, no, that's for our scientists. And the whole thing is fact. Well, truth, but you're, validated right,
fact, you're,
data.
Right, fact, you're calling for businesses to reopen. Every yes. scientist and person you know who looks at this says, what we really need on to do that is more testing
more
contact
every,
tracing.
That can't work. We're not getting the truth. And I know over the years, going back to the 1950s with the atomic bomb, don't worry about it when we're testing in Nevada. You'll all be fine. Take a shower. The reality is...
There's a Chinese researchers have shown how this virus spreads. And I just want to put up for our viewers... I just want to put up for our viewers. This is a restaurant.
Anderson, you are tough.
No, I'm not talking.
We're back
just...
to China. This isn't China. Yeah. This is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow. Okay, that's really ignorant. This is a restaurant, and the
that's
yellow circle.
To say
that's an ignorant statement.
This we learned from history. Right. We've had Ebola. We've had the West Nile. But, we've right. had polio. We've had these.
None of those were as
painful.
Infectious in Las Vegas. I mean, you didn't have people with Ebola on a casino floor. You know what? If you
well,
did...
Well, we don't know it, that.
Well, yet...
Her mind died from West Nile because the swimming pool on the next property was filled with mosquitoes and the people who had abandoned right. the house left the pool full. So we live with this. This is part of life.
Just as mayor,
the
aren't
challenges...
You... working on the floor who are the ones who are going to become infected and potentially
well,
die.
No, you're talking disease. I'm talking life. I'm talking life and living. These are people
okay,
who have had
no
to
sense.
Abandon. Well, it maybe doesn't to you. It does to us here in Las Vegas.
Saying that the numbers have been what they are.
How do you know until we have a control group? We offer to be a control group. Anybody who knows anything about statistics knows that, for instance, you have a vaccine.
You're offering
you the
vaccine. Citizens of Las Vegas to be a control group to see if your theory on social distancing works or doesn't
no,
work.
No, wrong. Absolutely wrong. Don't put words in my mouth.
You just
said
we'll be
was,
a control group.
Excuse me. What I said was, I offered to be a control group, and I was told by our statistician, you can't do that because people from all parts of Southern Nevada come in to work in the city. And I said, oh, that's too bad, because I know when you have a disease, you have a placebo that gets the water and the sugar, and then you get those that actually get the shot. We would love to be that placebo side so you have something to measure against. So all
you,
the data until
you want to get the placebo, you don't want to get the actual.
Are you going to let me finish
or
not?
Well, no, the group who gets the placebo, by the way, usually gets the short end of the stick.
Well, you don't know. How do you know when you're
Mayor,
in part of that
just,
group? You are.
Mayor, if...
I mean, I love watching our people here. They're so careful. And even as we have, we work every single day. I have not missed okay. a day. And anybody who is in or comes into the office that needs an appointment or has an issue, they all are with their masks on, or we always enforce social distancing. And the office is absolutely pristine with germ-free.
You're talking about your office.
Well, hopefully everything in the building. We shut down the lot.
You know, now that I've watched it all back, she seems so level-headed, doesn't she? What a train wreck. Goodman left the normally cool and collected Anderson Cooper incredulous. Let's hope that, if Goodman does indeed get her way and casinos in Vegas all open up next week, that whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media. So when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. So much buffoonery to get to, it's overwhelming. It's in moments like these that I'm glad that we can turn to our trademark pending Sharpton Scale of Buffoonery to sort things out. First, we can rank each nominee on a scale from 0 to 100 by comparing their buffoonish nature to the only known perfect buffoon ever recorded, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Then, we can assign a value of buffoonish magnitude to each buffoon nominee's actions, which is measured with our custom unit of measurement, the Sharpton. So break out your gloves and masks. These high levels of buffoonery may be contagious. Chris Cuomo has been on the buffoon radar for some time, which ups his personal score considerably. But even for him, staging fake news is a new low. The incident with the bicyclist wasn't even his first break of quarantine. He was seen dancing in his daughter's TikTok videos while he was sick. What did he expect to accomplish from this stunt other than complete and total hypocrisy? Now, he is the poster child of fake news. That's why Chris Cuomo is a buffoon with a personal score of 84 and his hypocrisy rates 153.9 gigasharpies. We hit the jackpot of buffoonery when Carolyn Goodman went on national TV and gave a political interview that was the equivalent of yelling Leroy Jenkins at the top of her lungs. It's almost like looking at a caricature of a politician. The scariest thing about this? Goodman's a three-term mayor who got over 80% in her last election. But in all seriousness, the possible ramifications of Goodman's buffoonish statements is downright scary. So Goodman rates a 76 personally, which would have been higher if her national profile had been a little higher, but her interview gets an earth-shattering 347.1 gigasharptons. By far, two of the biggest buffoons we've ever had on the show. But only one can win, and it's in your hands now. Who you got for Buffoon of the Week? Tell us in the comments and vote in the poll right now. Wow, that was the longest video we've ever made. But when there's so much buffoonery going on, you can't help but to document it all. So thanks for hanging with us through the whole video. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and check us out next week, right here on Buffoon of the Week.
All right, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is this week's crop of the buffoons. There were several honorable mentions, which Gene has never done before, and then the two main to choose from. So feel free, once this show is over, go find it on YouTube. Give it a watch. The video is actually even more entertaining than the audio because he has pictures and everything to go with it. I saw a couple, at least one person in the chat talking about showing their kids tomorrow. I think that would be pretty cool. Actually, that reminds me. I need to show this to my sons. So we're going to take a really quick break. Well, actually, we don't have time. That's why I took the break early. I was hoping we would still have time to take a break and get a couple things reset. But there's one last topic that I really want to talk about. And I've got some audio that, if I can cue it up, I'm hoping will work. This is from Hannity from tonight, actually. Hang on just a second. All right, yeah, this is from Hannity 2 hours ago. Here we go. This is from Fox News. I haven't had a chance to cue it yet, so if there's a commercial, we may have to just work through it. Hang on, here we go.
Breaking news, it is the moment we have now been anticipating for a long time on this show. Equal justice, equal application of our laws. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, he was a war hero. He served this country honorably and with distinction. With multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, he put himself in harm's way for our freedom and our way of life. 33 years of total service, he was unfairly and unjustly targeted by deep state bureaucrats that clearly, with all the evidence now to prove it, wanted to take him down. We have newly unsealed documents that prove that corrupt agents from Jim Comey's FBI were discussing strategies on how to set General Flynn up on what we call a perjury trap. And according to one handwritten note, an unnamed agent asked, well, what is our goal here? Is it truth, admission, or to get him to lie? To get him to lie. Is that our goal? So we can prosecute him or get him fired. Is that the FBI's role? And get this. In an email, Peter Strzok and his FBI lover, Lisa Page, they discussed how to casually slip in an admonition about lying under oath in order to set a stronger perjury trap. These agents were preparing for an interview that ultimately did take place on January the 24th, 2017, day four of the Trump administration. Truth be told, it was an ambush. It was a legal abuse of power, corrupt ambush. Now, remember, during a phone call, it was Deputy FBI Director McCabe. He recommended that Flynn, you don't need to have an attorney present during the interview. That would have been a Miranda rights violation. 4 days after President Trump's inauguration, Peter Strzok, one other agent, they visited the White House, and they were there to interrogate Flynn. They were sent in by Jim Comey himself. James Comey bragging. Remember, he sent the agents to grill Flynn just 4 days into the administration. He wanted to exploit the chaos inside the transitioning White House, something he would never do in the Bush or Obama administration or get away with. Ultimately, that perjury trap was not a success. Agents saw no indication at all that the National Security Advisor was lying. They didn't believe he was lying. They said they didn't believe he was lying. Comey's FBI turned the screws anyway. They threatened to lock Flynn up for years. He eventually went bankrupt. He had to sell his home. They threatened to prosecute his son. They ultimately forced him to plead guilty, get this guilty plea, making him a felon for the rest of his life, or they were going to prosecute his son. They didn't think he lied, but then they forced him to lie, coerced him into making statements. Why? To protect his son. Now, frankly, what great father wouldn't do that? Well, either you sign this or we're going to put your son away for the rest of his life. Where do I sign? Flynn was set up. It was a perjury trap all along. Now, Comey's FBI knew the Russia collusion narrative. They knew it was a hoax, and we have new information regarding that. They were hell-bent on punishing anyone and everyone inside the Trump administration. By the way, Mr. Comey, I've been warning you. You have the right to remain silent. I've suggested you use it. You've not listened to me. Jim, tick-tock. Now, keep in mind, we've been right every step of the way. The media mob, what have they been doing? They have lied. They have advanced hoax after hoax, conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory, state-run so-called news channels. Oh, and the socialist paper, Pravda, record in the United States, the New York toilet paper, Times. Take a look. This is week one of the Trump presidency. Isn't the name of Jim Comey's book A Higher Loyalty? Wouldn't that be to the United States Constitution, the rule of law, equal justice under the law? Does that sound like a virtuous public servant to you or someone trying to trap Lieutenant General Flynn from day one? Page after page after page of evidence, corrupt agents like McCabe and Strzok and Comey and others were conspiring to set Lieutenant General Flynn up and ruin his life. And by the way, this is Exhibit A of a corrupt bureaucracy that is a threat to everything we hold dear. Our republic is now, and I'm not overstating this, that we are facing a clear and present danger. America's at a tipping point. We have a very important election in 188 days. Now, to the credit of the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr. The Attorney General, he's been leaving these little crumbs here, there, and everywhere. And if you listen to what he's saying, oh, the president was spied on. Candidate was spied on. He's made other statements like, yeah, no, this is not about writing a paper, meaning the Durham investigation. This is about justice. This, my sources tell me tonight, is all happening because the Attorney General believes in the rule of law. By the way, I have an FBI pin here and I have a CIA pin here. Why? For the 99% that do a great job and protect us every day. We must restore confidence in our premier law enforcement agency, the premier agency in the world, the premier intelligence agency in the world. For the sake of our Constitution, for the sake of the 99% of people who bravely serve these institutions and protect us, and thanks to the president and his attorney general, Bill Barr, this deep state reckoning is going on right before our eyes. It's sad to see, but at least people believe in the law. This is not how we should be treating a 33-year devoted veteran who loves his country and his son. This is not the last shoe to drop.
All right, so that's kind of a little bit of somebody else's color to close out the show to let you guys know some of the news that has broken today. Apparently, I was looking for another story that Ordy brought up during the beginning of Robinson and Wright before we turned it into a nerd fest about Steele basically throwing Clinton and a bunch of other people under the bus in regards to the dossier. We will probably find that maybe for next week's show because I won't be doing another political show, at least not in the evenings. Till Tuesday. So we're going to get out of here. It is Wednesday, so I'm pretty much done for the week. Other than two things, we have the last two Kung Flu's views tomorrow morning and Friday morning, because the quarantine show is coming to an end. But we are launching the Daily Dose. See, I knew it. I've been so... Everybody knew that was going to be so much easier to say. And then the first time I tried to say it for real, I almost screwed up. But we are launching the Daily Dose coming Monday morning. Same time slot. Same host and co-host, just not all Corona all the time. And I'll be back for Juxtaposition. I'm also going to be behind the... in the booth tomorrow, so to speak, for Disasters in the Making. So make sure you guys join us for that one. But I'm going to get out of here. We're going to clear the way for the rest of the night. Shut things down. Batten down the hatches, so to speak, and get ready, because 5 a.m. is going to come awfully early. Which is not necessarily a good thing. But it is fun. I do have to admit, I really have enjoyed doing the morning show. It's kind of funny, because I always said I'm not a morning person, but I kind of don't mind getting up early when it's to do radio. But we will see you guys tomorrow. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. And until we see you guys, take care of yourselves. And don't forget, we're not France. Quit rolling over and taking this shit. We'll see you guys later.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and
let don't.
See you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.